The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, microplastics, as we were hearing earlier, are literally everywhere. It's been confirmed that these tiny microscopic molecules can be found in our blood. So, should we try to remove them? Well, there are those who offer such a service at a cost. But is there any point? We're joined now by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, the microplastics are there. A couple of questions. Do they do us any harm?
Well, that is a complicated question to unpack. So we've known for decades that microplastics are ubiquitous. They're pretty much everywhere. And the definitions vary, but it's usually bits of plastic that are less than 5 millimeters down to microns in size. Now, a lot of them, if we eat them, we'll just excrete them. So they don't really count. What we worry more about is plastics that might bioaccumulate, show up in tissue and things like that. Whether they cause harm or not, though, this is a really open question, and there's no clear answer to it. We've done a lot of research on it as a scientific community, and it's really ambiguous. There's been some suggestions that maybe it could, but most of the evidence has been speculative and doesn't show any clear evidence of harm. Now, that isn't to say there isn't harm. That's to say that despite looking at this for about two decades in some detail, no one's really clear whether these are having any direct biological effect or not.
Now,
but that
there
hasn't
are people,
stopped people selling things.
Exactly. There are people who offer a service to cleanse your blood. Explain, how does it work and does it work?
Well, this has been in the news recently because the actor Orlando Bloom did a post on social media where he had proudly proclaimed that he'd spent about 10 grand at a clinic in London that claimed to remove microplastics, PFAS and other toxins from his blood. Now, 10 grand is not an insubstantial amount of money. But firstly, this is probably nonsense. Firstly, the treatment has never been proven. And also, as we've just said there, we don't even know if these things are having a negative effect. But if they were removing anything, this is a thing where they take his blood out and they put it back in after putting it through some filtration, basically a form of external dialysis. Even if that was working, it wouldn't remove any of the microplastics that were in tissue, which is what you'd worry about. Also, there's a lot of misinformation about this in general. For example, there was a high-profile paper years ago that claimed that we were all eating 5 grams of plastic every week, the equivalent of a credit card. That was later revised by a factor of between 100,000 and a million, that they'd overestimated, that the real number is a fraction of that. So,
of course, that correction was on page 54.
Exactly.
Page one.
And that's the problem. So that 5 gram figure gets thrown around all the time and it doesn't mean what people think it means. But the big thing about this clinic is they're selling a service that is not proven and is, in fact, very unlikely to work. One of my colleagues, Professor Edward Ernst, said he wasn't aware of any reliable evidence showing the procedure's any claimed effect on human health. And he said he wasn't even sure it removed anything from the patient other than a lot of cash from their wallet. and that's the case of it. But this is really common in the wellness space. When there is something people are concerned about, there'll always be a business provider who will claim they have a solution. The other red flag here is that in Orlando Bloom's post, he claimed it could remove things like PFAS as well. Now, PFAS are forever chemicals. Are a real concern. They're very different. They're a family of over 17,000 chemicals, which are all long-lived, some of which are harmful. But they're distinct from microplastics, and the fact they're being lumped together and just called toxins is a screaming red flag. I think we've talked before about how toxins, as a generic term, is used by a lot of wellness influencers to sell nonsense to people, but they will always just sell it on what is the most common thing that we have in our vernacular. And at the moment, microplastics are very much in vogue as a discussion point. So it's not surprising that some enterprising clinic in London has decided to, take some money off celebrities for this.
Yeah, whether it'll have any positive effect or not is certainly not proven. Now, talk to me about why people fall for all of this. You talk about having a parasocial relationship with people like perhaps Kim Kardashian or Orlando Bloom.
Absolutely. So a parasocial relationship is what all celebrities try to nurture to some extent. It's, the idea that we know a celebrity, that they have a brand, and we trust it. And this is a bizarre thing that misinformation can spread through, called a socio-affective driver. This is that we look at figures who are aspirational or we have strong feelings about celebrities or influencers. Now, barring that most of us have never met these celebrities, we're just seeing their social projection, that is where a parasocial relationship forms. So when a person like Orlando Bloom does a post recommending an unproven, probably unhelpful treatment, that actually, because people trust him for whatever reason, that actually increases their profile. You mentioned Kim Kardashian a few years ago, who got an awful lot of flack from the medical community because she started doing promotional videos for these very expensive full body scans, which for a lot of reasons are not helpful and actively harmful. But that drove sales for those scans massively up. And that's because we use people as a proxy for trust. And that's something we have to be aware about with misinformation. We have an idea that we can trust someone and therefore all their information is, you know, more, we kind of green flag it.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be the case.
Because these people will offer information on all sorts of topics in which they have no expertise whatsoever. Now, it's all part of what you call the detox industry.
The detox industry is a real thing. So you see, in January every year, you'll be accosted with ads for detox products. Now, the worldwide, this detox market is valued at over $5 billion annually, and that's a conservative estimate. But it's kind of nonsense. Remember, we don't need any external equipment or chemical to detox. We already have liver, kidneys, lung, and skin, all of which excrete actual agents that are toxic to us. But the toxins the wellness influencers all rail against, they're usually not defined. So you can go into Boots or whatever, you know, pharmacy, and you'll find all these detox products. There's no scientific basis for them. One of my favorite examples was a detox foot wash that you put your feet in and the water would go brown. And you go, that's all my toxins. It actually had a nail in it and it was using electrolysis. That was rust. If you didn't put your feet in the water bath and you ran it anyway, the water would go brown. So it's all, you know, Barnum-esque stuff to fool people into buying products.
And by the way,
I
wouldn't blame just Boots for this kind of
No,
they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Everywhere. And you can, and influencers sell them as well, and you'll get them in all your local shops. The thing is, they're nonsense. As long as you have a functioning liver and kidney, you do not need any external detoxing. The one exception is if you get heavy metal poisoning and you have to have chelation therapy. But most of us aren't dealing with highly radioactive elements all the time. So I think most of us are safe.
David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.